You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
When General Manager Dick Williams and the Reds contingent arrive in Maryland for the annual winter meeting, they do have a list of things they'd like to accomplish. They would like to add some bullpen help. They would like to make some upgrades to their bench and perhaps take a look at what the veteran starting pitcher market is like so they can add a potential fifth starter without spending a whole lot of money. In the past few years, the Reds haven't been too aggressive in the winter meetings. They usually use those that 4 days for laying the groundwork on future trades. Several moves were made after the meetings in recent years, including trading Todd Frazier last year to the White Sox in a three-team trade, trading Aroldis Chapman first to the Dodgers before that trade was wiped out, and then eventually trading him during the holidays to the Yankees. In past years, they've acquired Shin-Soo Choo this way and others. The last time they did make some deals was about 2 years ago in the winter meetings. They, on the very last day before everyone bugged out, they traded Matt Latos and Alfredo Simon. So deals are possible during the meetings, but we'll see how Dick Williams operates his first time running the show as GM during the meetings. And he doesn't have a track record yet to say what will be done. Former president of baseball operations and now an advisor, Walt Jocketty, will be with him during the week to advise, and we will see what the Reds have up their sleeve. It should be an interesting time. The only real players that might get traded, or they might be looking to trade if possible, would be shortstop Zach Cozart. They were looking for a place for Jose Peraza to play. Second baseman Brandon Phillips has a full no-trade clause and will make $14 million in the final year of his contract in 2017. They would like to find a place for Dilson Herrera to play every day. However, it looks like there's really not a whole lot of market for second baseman right now. Only one or two teams, namely the Angels and Dodgers, seem to be in the hunt for a second baseman, and I'm not sure if Phillips would fit their bill either way. So we will see what the Reds come up with at Maryland during the winter meetings.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.